Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Go!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Running short on time, but still time for your calls. 844-967-2789. I'm going to be indulgent and take one more grievance for myself. I live in the state of Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers, our Democratic governor, has the power to appoint people to various boards. Things like the Department of Natural Resources Board and the UW System Regents Board and even the Tech College Board. However, the former governor's appointees, Scott Walker, who, you know, brought fascism to the state of Wisconsin, to my opinion, had guys like me arrested at the Wisconsin State Capitol, had hundreds of protesters arrested. But anyways, that was just small fry compared to, you know, the overall corruption under his administration. But here is the fascism, and I do perceive it to be fascism, on a very small scale. There are a number of Walker appointees, even though their terms are up, and the new governor, who's been in office 3 years now, has placed new appointees to fill these now should be vacated roles. And the Wisconsin State Senate, that's controlled by Republicans, refuse to confirm any of the new governor's appointees. So effectively, they are stealing positions on these various boards from the current governor, from the Democratic appointees. And effectively, they're hoping if they can just hold out and win the midterm elections, put a Republican governor in, that they can shift the dichotomy of all these boards substantially to the right. Well, if you are an appointee to something like the Department of Natural Resources Board and your term is up, resign and move on. The failure to do so makes you a fascist. Your term is up. Even if the law says, well, you can stay until the new appointee's been confirmed. Well, if the Republican-led Senate will not confirm anyone, if they refuse to confirm the appointments of the new governor, you still, as a human being, can have the moral compass to do the right thing. Just because Robin Voss and Republicans have no conscience, just because they think whatever means of power to take power, well, they'll do so. But as individual human beings, we're going to start naming names right here each and every day on this radio program, because these people that fail to leave the government, even though their terms are done, no, the Democrats don't get their picks. We're going to keep our picks. The 13-member Wisconsin Technical College Board that sets policies across the 16 technical college districts includes 5 Evers, that's the new governor's appointees, 3 individuals who serve by virtue of their position, like the state school superintendent Jill Underlie and workforce development and the UW region John Miller, and 5 Walker appointees, including 3 whose terms expired in May. The 3 holdovers are Kelly Tourdout, T-O-U-R-D-O-T, a Wanakee resident who's the vice president of Associated Builders and Contractors. Is that good business, Kelly? Is that good business? Is that how you want to represent Associated Builders and Contractors of Wanakee? Because you also represent yourself when you fail to do the right thing in this civic responsibility. When you fail to vacate your seat when your term is done, you're just a little fascist, Kelly. Mary Williams, a former GOP state representative from northern Wisconsin, and Becky Levzow, a dairy farmer from Ryo, L-E-V-Z-O-W. If you know Becky, let her know she's a little bit fascist. Meeting minutes show they have continued to vote and make motions, with Levzow even presiding as board president during a July meeting. Beyond her term, right? She's not on the board anymore, except she won't leave. The refusal to vacate their seats was first reported by WisPolitics late last month. Williams, before being asked any questions by the Wisconsin State Journal, said, "There's no real story." She said she hadn't talked to Republicans about holding onto her seat. Well, that was a lie in the case of Preen, the guy over on the DNR board that won't vacate. He was reaching out to Republicans. They colluded to block the appointments of the new Democratic governor. But anyways, She said she hadn't talked to Republicans about holding onto her seat and has no problem stepping down after the Senate confirms someone to take her place. But of course, the Republicans on the Senate will not do so. She doesn't have to have an open conversation in this conspiracy of fascism. She knows their intent and she is complicit. But she said she will continue to serve in her post until then, because sometimes people appointed by the governor are not confirmed. Yeah, not by your Republican colleagues, co-conspirators. Some people are making a bigger issue out of this than it needs to be. Well, stop being a fascist. So you get the point. That's my last grievance for the day. Now back to you folks. 844-967-2789. Did we do Dick? Okay, Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick.
Well, your last caller was talking about the baggage with Mandela Barnes. The present guy that's going to run, Ron Johnson, I would offer that he probably has more baggage than the bellboy at the Waldorf Astoria. But
see what you did there.
That said, my grievance is, how sad the Republican Party yesterday when they offer up as the only two people that would show their face for the, you know, anniversary of a horrible thing that happened in this country, Liz Cheney. She's basically a broken clock that's maybe at best right twice a day. And then her dad, a person who's guilty of war crimes.
Yeah, he shares the name with you, Dick. Might consider changing that name. Here's what I will give Liz Cheney credit for. Above and beyond her service on the January 6th committee, Cheney went on Fox News yesterday, Brett Baer, and Cheney called out the former president. Cheney called out the Republican Party. And as Brett Baer questioned her about her support, well, you know, if you're against this, Joe Biden said that means you're for the Voting Rights Act. She said, no, I'm not. I'm not for either. I think it's one or four. She said, I'm not for that. But I'll tell you what, this was a domestic terrorist insurrectionist riot. She took her show to Fox News and she called it like she saw it. One more for the day. Pizza Box, I can give you the last grievance.
Dude, it's my first day on the new radio tomorrow and you're my engineer.
Oh, that is a grievance. You know, we got some people out sick and some staffing issues. If you are pulling the D-grade producer for Outside the Pizza Box tomorrow, noon, right here on Devil Radio and WAUK in the Shaw, of course.
I'm excited. Don't mess up.
I'll try not to, Pizza Box. But you remember what it was like the last time I produced you? The show has still never recovered.
We got a half a show in.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, like one of our voices and not the other ones. Pizza Box, I'll try not to screw up. No promises. No promises. You're never a screw-up if you keep it locked right here on Devil Radio and our new affiliate in the Waukesha area, AM 540 and the Shaw 101 FM. Now stick around. Earl Ingram is next, the Native Roots Radio. Lineup on Saturday includes Outside the Pizza Box. Hope you tune in on all those fine affiliates.
You're stealing, right in jail. You're playing music too loud, right in jail, right away. You're driving too fast, jail.